This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Beginning the first leg of this visit, President Murmu will depart from New Delhi to Nadi in Fiji later this evening. In the first leg of her visit to Fiji, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings in the capital city, Suva. The President will address the Fijian Parliament and participate in community interaction. In New Zealand, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and address an international education conference in Wellington. She will also interact with the Indian diaspora and Friends of India at a community reception in Auckland. In the last leg of her visit to Timor-Leste, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings in the capital city, Delhi, and attend community reception with Indians in Timor-Leste and Friends of India. The two-day conference of governors concluded at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu lauded the collective efforts of the governors to have comprehensive discussions in the spirit of mutual learning. In her closing remarks, she appreciated that various groups of governors came out with their valuable ideas and suggestions to improve the functioning of the office as well as for the welfare of the people. Addressing the concluding session, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that the two-day conference had left an indelible imprint on the minds of all participants who discussed important issues in great detail. In his address, Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged the governors to evolve an ideal model of governance in Raj Bhavans. He also urged the governors to embrace technology in their functioning and promote digitization. Foreign delegates at the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists, ICAE, have hailed India's agricultural potential and its overall growth story. The six-day event saw participation of distinguished international delegates who praised India's agricultural achievements and innovations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the conference in New Delhi yesterday, which is being attended by delegates from 75 countries. Addressing the conference, Prime Minister Modi said that India has emerged as a food surplus country with a robust agriculture sector. Search operations in landslide-hit Wayanad in Kerala entered the sixth day today. Four bodies were recovered yesterday, of which three were retrieved from the Cheliyar River in Nilambur. 13 dismembered body parts were also recovered from the river. More than 1,260 persons belonging to the armed forces are engaged in humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations in the affected areas. Indian Army has intensified its ongoing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations in Himachal Pradesh by mobilizing several resources following cloudburst and landslides in Shimla and Mandi districts. The Army said as part of the assistance and relief operations at flood-hit Samej, around 90 civilians were moved and treated at the Army's medical camp. The United States and the United Kingdom have advised their citizens to leave Lebanon immediately amid fears of an all-out war between Israel and Hezbollah and a broader regional conflict. The U.S. Embassy in Lebanon said that even though some airlines have suspended operations in the country, flights are still available and citizens should book any flight available to leave the Middle Eastern nation. Sweden was the first to shut down its embassy in Beirut, fearing an escalation of hostilities. Yesterday, it urged its citizens to leave Lebanon. At the Paris Olympics, Lakshya Sen, the lone Indian shuttler in the fray, will face Tokyo Olympics gold medalist Victor Axelsen of Denmark in the semifinals today. A victory would secure Lakshya's spot in the final and show him a medal. Tokyo Olympics medalist boxer Lavlina Borgohain will compete against China's Li Qian in quarterfinal bout in the women's 75-kilogram category. The men's hockey team will begin its quest for a spot in the semi-finals when it takes on Great Britain in the quarterfinals at 1:30 p.m. IST. Meanwhile, in shooting, Anish Bhanwala and Vijayveer Sidhu will compete in the qualification stage of the 25-meter rapid-fire pistol. In athletics, Parul Chaudhary will participate in the first round of the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase, while Jasmine Aldrin will be in action in the qualification round of men's long jump. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Sri Lanka in the second ODI of a three-match series at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. The match will start at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Both teams will be vying to register their first win of the series after playing a tie in the thrilling inaugural match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.